Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A grateful sense of God's goodness to others. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith. 1 Thessalonians 1:2-3. Paul's customary greeting in his letters included gratitude for God's goodness, and the Thessalonians provided plenty of reasons for thanksgiving. For instance, they became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. 1 Thessalonians 1:7. Their reputation sparked the spread of the gospel and Paul's gratitude to God. Matthew Henry has this to say about Paul's thankfulness. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. Since the apostle is about to mention the things that were a matter of joy to him and highly praiseworthy in them, he chooses to do this by way of thanksgiving to God, who is the author of all good that comes to us or is done by us at any time. God is the object of all worship by prayer and praise, and thanksgiving to God is a great duty to be performed constantly. Even when we do not actually give thanks to God by our words, we should have a grateful sense of God's goodness in our minds. Thanksgiving should be repeated often, and not only should we be thankful for the favors we receive ourselves, but also for the benefits bestowed on others. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
The first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
What God has done in my life. Chances are good you could construct a long list in a short time on that subject. But could you make a list entitled, What God Has Done in the Life of My Brother or Sister in Christ? You could if you have been mentioning them in your prayers. If their problems were your cause for intercession, their joys, your cause for celebration. Where your time and energy are invested, there your heart will be also. Luke 12:34. Getting involved in the lives of others, it's something they and you will both be thankful for.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.